This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
The thing for me is, I don't know how much Ty Johnson makes. I don't know how much Ray Davis makes, all of that. You're paying for any running back. What is the difference between that and what you get from Ty Johnson and Ray Davis or a guy you draft this year? Like, James Cook's going to make $5 million if he stays on the contract he's at. So if you're talking about $15 million, you're talking a $10 million difference for what another guy would give you. I don't know. That's hard. That's a hard place to get to. And that's what running backs are up against in the NFL, not just James Cook, but all of them. That's why Saquon is an eagle and not a giant. It's a big number. The replacement value is cheap. It's cheap labor. It's a hard thing. Plus, you got a quarterback that's the MVP. He did it with a bunch of guys this year. Certainly, you got a bigger opportunity if you're James Cook than a lot of guys have gotten. You only played on first and second down, though. I mean, there's a lot in that. And as much as I love James Cook, they're going to have to sit down and negotiate that deal. I think that's going to be an ongoing conversation.
Steve Tasker earlier today, One Bills Live. We welcome in Dan Bates, 13 Wham Sports. Buffalo Plus, to continue the conversation that we're having and to hear $15 million a year is the expectation for James Cook. I think it makes a lot of Bills fans kind of a little squeamish to think about what that might look like and whether or not Brandon Bean and the Bills organization reverse course in terms of how they deal with this specific position. Dan, how are you?
Good, guys. This is one of those spots, too. It's so different than the quarterback position, right? Like, you're always searching to find that quarterback. And when you find one, then you realize you have to pay them. That's just the way the market works. It's just the way the league works. And it's always like, well, it's always a good problem to have to pay a franchise quarterback, because that means you got a franchise quarterback. The running back position is different. It just isn't. Over the last few years, we have seen that the market is not as much there and that running backs are not getting paid in the – $10-plus million category, and teams have made do without it. Now, there's obviously been a resurgence. You talk about how the NFL is cyclical. Defense is getting smaller. That means, you know, lighter boxes, and now you're seeing the emergence of the running back again. Well, maybe, but you still have to figure out the cost. And these salary caps, the way the teams work them, they don't just change year to year. So you kind of have a plan of, hey, we feel comfortable spending X amount of dollars on our wide receivers, X amount of dollars on our linebackers and corners and things like that, and the way they kind of shape their team financially. I believe the salary cap isn't real, but I also believe that teams need to have a number that they feel comfortable with at every player. The one, perfect example is a guy like Mac Hollins. I think everybody in Buffalo would love to have Mac Hollins back. What if Mac Hollins wants $7 million? Mac, it was great to have you. So you have to set a price. I think it goes all the way back to Tremaine Edmonds, right? We've talked about that, I feel like, every time I come on the show. They would have loved to have Tremaine Edmonds back at a price that they felt good at. But there's going to be some team that wants the guy more. And that's life in the NFL, and that is the epitome of free agency. So when you go in, and this has kind of come out of, I guess I wouldn't say nowhere, because he had such a great season, but James Cook is a really quiet guy and now is being pretty vocal on all social media platforms of what he wants. He's unfollowed the Bills on Instagram, and he's removed all of his posts. So this is the world now that we live in.
Oh, boy. Didn't know that. Dan Fates, Buffalo Plus, 13 Wham, giving us a few good minutes here in the sports bar. Dana, can we connect the two main Bills stories? The other one being we're all hungry for Myles Garrett. And, you know, sidebar, I've yet to hear the good argument like, yeah, that doesn't make sense for the Bills to trade for Myles Garrett. No, I think we're all kind of saying, yes, pursue that.
Yes.
But it's going to come at a big price. And maybe, maybe it's not Cook, but you have all these other guys that are going to be on expiring contracts. Or maybe, Dan, Brandon Bean already knows, all right, whether it's Shakir, Benford, Cook, Rousseau, Bernard. I can't imagine the Bills trading one of them. But if there's some team that's like, you know, we're going to give you a decent pick for James Cook, and then you flip that pick to Cleveland. Yeah. I mean, Is that the conversation they're having right now, that of Shakir, Benford, Cook, Rousseau, and Bernard? Dan, not all five of these guys are going to be on this team in 2026.
Right, and so you're trying to see down the road. It's kind of like, and it's always telling, because usually Bean's MO is he likes to get things done before they reach their contract year. That's kind of what he did it before with Josh. He did it before with Trey. And you've kind of gotten that sense of, like, we don't want it that lingering over their head for an entire season, right? So I look back at some of the other guys when they got deals done, and that's why, to me, it was even more telling when they didn't get something done with Tremaine. It's like, so you're going to let him test free agency? Oh, okay. Like, that's what you're going to let him talk to other teams and see what the number is. So I think that's something that they already have kind of in their head and maybe are floating around. Trading something of a guy that's on one of those contracts like you're mentioning is interesting, because you're also going to be – to be taking a step back with trading James Cook. Now, again, what kind of hardball is Cook going to play? This is such a new scenario. I feel like that's come up kind of out of nowhere. Not that his play is anything new, but he had a great season. I think he wants to strike while the iron's hot. I am always in favor of players getting as much money as humanly possible. That is their right, and I hope they go and do it by whatever team it is. I don't know how much... The tricky part is, and I think I said on here last week that Myles Garrett had a no-trade clause, and Gene correctly, so politely, texted me after and said, I don't think it's a no-trade clause. And Gene was right. It's not a no-trade clause, but what Myles will have the advantage in is that he's going to get the say on how he's going to restructure his contract. So the team that is going to get him already has to know the number and the contract that they're going to sign and agree with. Otherwise, you're not going to trade for a one-year rental. You're not going to get much. The Browns wouldn't get much in return, right, for a one-year rental of Myles Garrett. Like, you're not going to get the full load of, okay, he's going to re-sign at this. So he does have some say in that of, hey, we want to send you here. Well, I'm not going to sign. And the Cardinals are like, well, we want him, but tough luck. So there is a little bit of that cat and mouse game in that scenario with Myles Garrett. Throwing in a player? Man, I don't know how much that would affect and swing a player, swing a team, especially one as big as, you know, James Cook, who just led the league in rushing touchdowns.
Of the guys that we talked about that are going to be entering the final year of their rookie deals, Cook, Shakir, Benford, Bernard, Rousseau, which one is not a Buffalo Bill in 2026?
I think it's Greg Rousseau. And that's not because they don't want him. I just think that we talked about this before. I think he'll be a little bit of the Tremaine Edmonds factor of he's going to hit the – if he hits the market, he will get a massive, massive contract by some team that sees a young, giant edge rusher and will open their pocketbooks maybe more than the Bills can. So I think that'll be tough to compete if they let Greg get that far. That's where they'll come out and say the salary cap is, we got to abide by the salary cap and things like that. That just maybe they get outbid and outpriced.
So in that regard, then, you could see a scenario where the other four get their deals done, perhaps as soon as this offseason, Shakir, Benford, Bernard, Cook, and they let Rousseau play on the final year of his rookie deal before testing free agency.
That's my feel. And this might also be they may be talking to Greg right now. As we like to say in Buffalo Plus, we are not in the building. Maybe they're already floating numbers out to Greg. And Greg and, you know, and Rousseau's, you know, team is going, nah, I don't know. We'll play it out. We'll gamble on ourselves. And, you know, if I do hit the market, then what could it be? The Bills are saying, hey, we love you, but it's only at, you know, $15 million a year. Okay, well, you know, we think that we can get 20 in the market by another team. All right, then that just may be how it plays out. Guys bet on themselves. Sometimes they win, sometimes they lose. But a guy that I'd really put a, you know, a quick try to get something with done, my first priority would be Christian Benford, because without him, I think this secondary is in a whole lot of trouble. And I think that he's another guy that I just feel like gets more and more expensive the more that he plays and the better that he plays. I'm always a fan of signing guys before they get some other corner gets money, and then he's going, well, I'm worth more than him, so I get more money than that guy. You kind of stick it to yourself there when you wait. So that's kind of my thought. That would be my first priority, and then Shakir, and then see what happens with Cook. It is going to be a fascinating offseason. I was just talking to another NFL reporter saying, he texted me and said, there's no way you can pay James Cook $15 million. And I said, I don't think so either. But I go, we're in the content game, guys. This will be content for the offseason, especially when it will be asked to Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott when we're in Indianapolis next week or 2 weeks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, Dan, I don't want to skip over just the pursuit of Myles Garrett. This is the storyline, not just in Buffalo. Yeah. There's other teams that want. And now that we've had kind of a week to digest it, and, you know, this time last week, he's still doing Radio Row, and that was all by design, yeah. Right? He's going on with Rich Eisen, and he's going
well
on with it. Yeah, like, how would you handicap this for Buffalo or for any team? And then how do you position this against Cleveland? That could they actually take this to the summer and we get past the draft? And you know what? That doesn't help any of these teams in pursuit.
Yeah, I think the sooner that Cleveland makes a move, the better for them. And I've said this before too, but what if the Raiders come out next week and say, hey, you know, I know what, we've thought about it, we're going to move on from Max Crosby. Well, now all of a sudden it's a saturated market. Now you got two edge rushers that are on the market. Right now you've got the best house in the neighborhood, and it's the only one up for sale. and go now and strike while the iron's hot. I think the fact that they could wait and drag this out in an organization that's already crumbling with the fan base and everything else, I think holding on and trying to play hardball with your best player is biting off your nose despite your face. I don't think they get anything out of that. Where are they positioned, Buffalo? I think they have to be near the top. You know, the odds are, of course, the Bills always seem to be an odds-on favorite in Vegas for every single free agent that becomes available or every trade partner that becomes available. It's just a matter of is being a little gun-shy. You know, he's swung and missed on his defensive line with drafts. The Von Miller thing hasn't worked out 100%, and they're going to have to hit on some draft picks, no matter what. Whether they make a trade for Myles Garrett or not, they're going to have to hit on their draft picks. You look at what the Philadelphia Eagles just did, and I guess the one thing, and everybody came out of that the Super Bowl going, oh, did you see what Philadelphia did? They didn't blitz at all. They didn't blitz at all. They got pressure with the front four. We need to retool the front four defensive line. The Philadelphia Eagles didn't revolutionize football on Sunday by realizing you can disrupt really good quarterbacks by getting pressure. This has been well known. This isn't anything new. This is what Bean's been trying to do and trying to build with Sean McDermott to understand when you can get pressure with four, especially right up the middle, it disrupted Tom Brady in Super Bowls. It's disrupted Patrick Mahomes in Super Bowls. It's the one thing you know that every quarterback, it's their kryptonite, no matter what. It's a matter of finding those guys, whether it is a Chris Jones or whether it is a Myles Garrett or whether it's somebody in the draft. The Philadelphia Eagles didn't all of a sudden revolutionize football and figure out the Mahomes kryptonite. That's just how you play good football. And when you can put seven in coverage and not have to blitz, oh, wait, so you're telling me if you don't blitz and play a soft zone, it can be successful? If you got the dudes, it really works. It can work against Mahomes. So that's where the one thing where I feel like everybody overreacts to the Super Bowl more than any other game, obviously. But I remember a few years ago when the Buccaneers beat Mahomes too, and it was the running game. Oh my gosh, look at Leonard Fournette. You got to have a big back, and you got to have a pound him with the running game. It didn't pan out. Like it is just one game, is what my point is. The Bills have always known they need to get a better pass rush. They know they need to have a better defensive line. The Eagles just have the dudes to do it.
Yeah, and you've got a deep draft class here at defensive line this year for Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott to go shopping. And my goodness, if you add somebody like a Myles Garrett, shudder to think what that defensive line can look like. Dan Fates, 13 Web Sports, Buffalo Plus, joining us in the sports bar. I want to go back to Cook for a second because if they were to extend Cook, I'm curious as to what you think that number looks like. What number do you think Bean and McDermott would be able to tolerate in terms of an extension for James Cook? Somewhere in the neighborhood of $9 to $10 million a year? Is that where you think it goes? Or do you think anything even that remotely high is out of the question?
I think 9 to 10 would be great for the Bills. The running back for Green Bay is making about – Aaron Jones was making about somewhere in that range. Not Aaron Jones.
Jacobs is making $12 million a year.
Okay, Jacobs is making $12 million. So I think he's on that level. And I think that's what James Cook would want. Obviously, saying 15 is the negotiating tactic of all of this, what the back and forth that goes. So I think he falls somewhere in that range. Bills would love to get him a little less. Whether or not that whatever the signing bonus is to make the yearly value, but I don't think it's more than a 3-4 year, you know, 3 year extension. We know the life of running backs. It's also the matter of what do the Bills see of their offensive philosophy. And I think that's what Tasker was talking about just before I hopped on, of like, you still are only using him 50% of the time, sometimes less. Are you going to pay it back that you're only going to give 12, 13 touches a game, $12 million a year? So it has to be an offensive philosophy and identity that goes along with the checks that you're writing. Because otherwise, that is poor use of your money. So that's where I think there may be a little bit of disconnect between the two sides of, hey, we really love you, but we think just $10 million because we're also happy with our other backs. And hey, guys, remember, everybody eats. So we all got to get money, too, out of this everybody eats. We got to pay for everybody that's sitting at the table. So that's where whether there's going to be a philosophical change, what I think maybe that would be telling. If he does get $13 million, I would imagine him to get 75% of the touches. And maybe that cuts out Ty Johnson's future with the team. All those things have to be decided. But talk is cheap. We'll see what that does. Usually you follow the money. And if they're going to spend upwards of $10 million, I would imagine that James Cook is a more feature back this year, and it's not so shared in the backfield as it was last year.
Always Bills talk here in season. Dan Fates, Buffalo Plus 13 Wham, joining us. Your thoughts here on these coaching staff additions? Yes, Chris Tabor coming in as the new special teams coordinator. But you get a couple guys from the outside, Ryan Nielsen, Mike Pellegrino, no real connections to McDermott. What, if anything, do you think that might signal, Dan?
I think it's Sean listening to outside, you know, voices, just some different perspective on things. I know we talked, I think last week was right before when the Nielsen thing happened, just the fact of, I don't know much about him. I know that the Jaguars' defense was really, really bad, especially their secondary was. But maybe it's just the right thing. Maybe it's just a certain couple of packages. Maybe it's just a couple of blitzes. Maybe it's just a fresh set of eyes that can help the secondary and help a young safety core or something like that. So I think the decision to fire Matthew Smiley was the right decision. The Bills were 28th in DVOA this year in special teams. They had substitution issues. They had all kinds of issues. Bringing in more of a veteran special teams coordinator, I think, makes a ton of sense. It is funny, though. We were talking about the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. Who was the best special teamer this year for the Bills? And we all kind of landed on Tyler Bass. For as shaky as he was, we all kind of got to the, like, huh, Matt Collins made some plays on special teams, you know. Joe Andreessen had a couple tackles, Cam Lewis. We kind of walk around and we're like, yeah, but a 61-yarder, he had the game-tying field goal late in week one. Like, there were a couple of things that made some sense. So it's just kind of interesting to kind of go back, or the 1 week against the Jets. So it's just kind of interesting to think about Tyler Bass's season as a whole, and that he did have more high moments, it feels like, than low moments, because he never lost the Bills a game, and he actually won them a game. So it'll be interesting to see a new special teams coordinator and the effect, obviously, that has through that unit.
Low-key, an important roster move happened also with Alec Anderson in the tender of the exclusive rights for agent. I mean, basically the sixth lineman out there, and you would imagine that he'll be doing more of the same here in the upcoming season.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, too, on our latest podcast. Alec Anderson is in an awesome and awful situation at the same time in Buffalo. Awesome, because he absolutely has a niche carved out on this offense. He brings edge, toughness. He's respected, loved around that building, and he has a role. And that's a very important thing for a young offensive lineman to have. The problem is that when he's a tackle, that the extra lineman that gets reported in, and you're trying to see a future in an organization, the both tackles are set in stone and kind of locked in. And when one of them went down, it was Ryan Vandermark that filled in that Kansas City Chiefs game in Buffalo earlier this season. So it's great because you have a spot, and they're really good when you're on the field, and they value you. Unfortunately, where's your future as a starting offensive lineman in the next few years of your career? I don't know if it's in Buffalo. So it's a great situation and also an awful situation to look at the guys ahead of you on the depth chart and go, they ain't going nowhere.
Dan Fates, 13 Wham, Buffalo Plus. So now that we're in the offseason, I know you're going to the combine here coming up at the end of the month. So I think you get 1 week off, right? Like next week, you're not expecting any real Bills news. But once we get to the combine, Dan, there's no offseason anymore, buddy.
Yeah, that's when it becomes legal to tamper, right?
Yeah, sure.
Isn't that funny how that works? So, we'll start hearing some whispers around there. It's my favorite time of the year. Mike and I love to go to Indy. It's so fascinating that the center of the football, that Indianapolis is the center of the football world, and everybody and their mother is there. It's one of my favorite things to do. Really enjoy doing that. We will talk to both Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott there, and they will have plenty of questions that they will have to answer.
Dan, we'll be checking you out on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel and, of course, on 13 Wham Sports. Appreciate your time as always, bud. Enjoy your time.
Thanks, guys.
You got it, Dan Fates, 13 Wham Sports.
Buffalo.
Can't help yourself. Buffalo Plus joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Some interesting points there from Fates. Alec Anderson's, he's right. He's a big tight end. He's not quite big enough, I think, to be that tackle. You know, when Brown went down and they put Vandermark, and then Vandermark's just better fit size-wise than I think Anderson would be. And I think the role that he's carved out for himself in this offense, he is that power six lineman, the guy that just makes that run game go. You need that guy. It's nice to see that they were able to get that done.
Yeah, I mean, somebody that basically was picked up as a street free agent. I'll ask you a question this way, because we're going to go over draft needs for the Buffalo Bills. Do you ignore the offensive line altogether? You have, like, it's so deep. We were having the conversation of, well, you could put McDermott at Connor McGovern at guard, and you could put Seth Van Pran-Granger at center. And, like, you forget that Van Pran-Granger, you never even saw the field.
Yeah, they got a lot of guys. I mean, they got Vandermark, Van Pran-Granger still going into his second year. They like Tylan Grable a lot. They like Richard Gourage a lot. These are guys that are kind of, you know, waiting in the wings. I think, you know, Tommy Doyle is probably all but done, which is unfortunate because that guy has been with this team from the moment they drafted him. He just can't stay healthy, can't stay on the field. But on offensive line, I think you draft one. Yeah, I'd say you draft one, Gino. One offensive
line. I would think maybe a guard. Just in case.
Just in case. And I actually think Alec Anderson, given his size, his frame, I don't see him as much as a tackle as I do maybe a backup guard for if Edwards were to go down or something like that, or Torrance were to go down. Appreciate Dan Fates stopping by here in the sports bar. We'll get Jim Riley and talk some Major League Baseball next hour, Ball Cap Sports on YouTube. He'll be our guest with some 585 roots as well. More on the way next, including...
I think... there's one team in the NFL that should not do a secret tank, like an open tank. Like, honestly, just like, okay, let's just kind of start. If they're being honest with themselves, I'll give you a blueprint. It's not going to happen, of course, because that's not the way this team operates. Mm.
That's on the way next. We have time for your calls on the other side of the break as well at 866-4FAN. 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.